Blog Talk Radio.
They end up playing the old balls.
But they don't have any footage.
No footage, but they end up being the old balls
26-6. We also don't have any new footage for the next game that we played, week three. They beat the New Breed 27-0. So the Ravagers are flying high, 3-0, and they've scored 20-plus points in every game. 24 mm-hmm. points is the least amount of points they scored.
Yeah, 24, 26, 27, 28.
The Dolphins
was the only team that actually put up points on them so far.
Well, 28. We didn't get to that one yet. Week 4, gets the process. Let's go to that. So, like, they're flying high, and I get it. I understand why they really felt like they were as good as they were, because I believe they were as good as they were. All right, so let's cue. I got it at 355. Mm-hmm. Sorry, let it go. This is touchdown to Willie, I think. No, G. Touchdown to G. Look at them. They all celebrate together, man. Mm-hmm. Like, not every team does that. All right, let's go to 17. Look at this catch. Look at that catch.
I don't know
who the hell he thought it was, but it was an awesome catch. That was a nice ass catch by Aaron. It's 8-20. Yeah. That's it. Another play by Aaron. Let it ride.
Let's go, Odie.
Shout out to Simon Hoover, man, for the footage. I mean, I get it.
So they weren't filming themselves until this game.
After this one.
They were really like, okay, their chest bones beat up a little bit. They're walking with their heads a little bit higher.
But they had every right to be.
They still weren't sure, though. They're like, hey, it's a process without JT, so we can't really gauge that. But
they did what they're supposed to do. They smoked them.
Yeah, they won the game 28-0.
That's a bomb?
Yeah. Yeah, they won the game 28-0.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it for that. I felt like that was really worth watching.
Are you
at 950?
Is that where you want to stop at?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. All right. All right. Barely Washed.
So they may have an upset loss to Barely Washed.
Which everybody was shocked on because nobody thought they were going
to
lose.
They ended up losing 13-12. So now that's they're 4-1.
Yeah.
That's their first defeat. But they're like, it's a fluke. It's a fluke.
Scott had a bad game. That's what he said. Scott had a bad game. He played his worst game of the season, and he's in debt. Things are hard.
He says, I already queued it up. Okay. So they go into play Camden the next game.
Now, week 6, they're going to play Camden. All right. So we're going to see
235. They had so many good moments in the season. I don't understand. Touchdown.
Look at that.
That's on Tim. That's on Tim. Yeah. All right, so go to 9-11.
I'm
And nobody knows who Willie is. That's Willie.
He wasn't on the list.
Probably should have been a little higher.
He was on the 10-23.
That's good. That's close enough. Maybe. I doubt it. Oh, I had to put that in there. That's Turk. I had to put Turk on there, man.
Oh, you know what? You did put him on the list.
Yeah, shout out to Turk, man.
He does deserve to be on our wide receiver list.
He probably should have been in the top 10. Chiefs scoring a touchdown. All right, now go to 17-20. I think we just watched that. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Turk should have been on our list.
I forgot.
He should be in the top 10, so he definitely is on the top receivers in the league.
That's Turk right there.
Yeah, I can't remember who he was.
But look at G, look at G, look at G, look at G!
Oh, that was a nice catch.
Yeah. That's G, if nobody knew who that was. Like, if the prospects don't know who anybody are.
I think he was number 23 on the list. Best wide receiver, that was G.
Yes.
He's had an awesome game against Cannon. So the Raptors beat Cannon, 18-15.
So now they're 5-1.
Yeah, they're really smelling.
Really, really, really thinking they're fucking hot shit.
Two out of the three so-called
elite
teams
that they were supposed to play.
We don't call them elite teams anymore, but... If you want to consider it on Camden and Process Elite, they beat the two out of three.
Then they go,
two out of four, sorry.
Then they go to the Ball Hawks. The Ball Hawks. The game versus the Ball Hawks. And now this, when I'm like, wow, these guys can really, really, might be really something special. The Ball Hawks.
So
right?
4-2, because there's two Ball Hawks.
Not the playoff one. Right there. It's already queued up. I already stopped and everything. Watch this play. They're down right now. Yeah, they're losing. Watch this play. That was the game-winning touchdown.
Again, they all celebrate together.
Yep. They do, man. Hold on, let that play.
Round one of the playoffs.
It was a good game, man. It was a good game.
But they were really small and stuff, and they really thought that they were better than you. Just what is your art?
Bars. Or do you want to use this? You use this, but
I didn't know it was going to work, so.
Just skip that.
I think it made me fun.
Oh, yeah,
all right. You know, we might start. I don't really want to go from here.
Well, I just play. So they actually had basically a buy that they didn't even want.
An unplanned buy.
Coming off a loss in the rain. And they really thought they were way better than that. They did. And I mean, their record, you know, they were only one game ahead of us. Honestly. They played one extra game. They had one more win. They had one less loss and one more win. Now, we were 5-3, and what would you say they were?
They were 7-2.
7-2. So actually, they fucked it in to play that Red Raiders game. So they played just as many games as us.
Yeah. And they really thought that they were so much better than you guys.
Yeah.
They
only had one less loss. We had three losses. They had two losses.
I think wholeheartedly
believed
that they were
going to beat
you guys. They
believed
it in their heart that they were
going to
beat you guys.
Yeah.
Not just beat you, but they were going to demolish you guys.
Yeah, I think they thought so, too.
I think they thought it was going to be a shutout.
I mean, they did.
But not just that. I mean, this is your team, like, awesome. Everybody.
Yeah.
Defense,
yeah. This is a good team, man. This is a good, the Ravagers are a good team.
Yeah. I mean, that's Ravagers.
Now, on that play, he was open.
He was open.
Scott's just got to get it out there.
Yeah. He
understood it. Yeah, but you see Scott understood it.
If Scott would have threw that a little bit farther, like, that was a touchdown. But
yeah.
John was nowhere near to catch him.
Yeah.
He's too far.
He underthrew it. I just played again. Ran it again. Yeah, that's triple coverage.
That's how you caught it over there. Like, you're in the same play against the
mm-hmm.
side.
This is where we start getting. This is where we start getting going.
And I think they didn't get away in the first time.
Nah. This is where we start moving.
And you guys are moving the ball. Could not move the ball. At
yeah.
All. Like Scott could not move the ball.
First down.
You know what? Because he does what I've seen many quarterbacks do. They have their mind set on who they're throwing it to, and
yeah.
He didn't see anybody else in the field.
Yeah.
Because he had people open. He was just trying to throw people that were already covered.
The guy is spinning, but we're moving the ball, but Jim's running the clock.
Little by little,
I'm just
running the ball.
And we're taking what they give, touchdown. We're just taking what they're giving us, man. Watch this. Tim, right here. Get ready.
Yeah. Tim, Charles, and nice play by Jim.
Now, it's only a 7-0 game. They've been in it.
We'll see.
They're saying it to the end.
No, you see it. I'll tell you.
Do you feel like they quit?
Well,
now, this is almost a freaking return. You know what's returned this?
He's been in the game.
You know what's returned this? You have to step out of bounds. Look at that. Look at that. Yeah.
You've been in a game like that, you know, where you just had hope, and then you feel like the hope is gone. Like, but you still gotta finish the game out.
Yeah.
They were there. They were defeated. They were out there defeated. Somebody said
it's
cheese testing after
one of
my little puppy dogs.
Oh, no, that was, this guy. It was Sweetness.
Yeah.
He said you got a puppy dog guy.
They did.
A lot of chef faces out there.
They were out there looking like
little
puppy dogs.
Oh, God. Nobody wants to lose, though. You know what I'm saying?
It's perfect for last season.
I can't take that back, dude.
No. This is good. He has people over there. Especially that fourth down.
Yeah. You gotta give somebody a chance to make a play.
Yeah.
Throw it up.
At least throw it.
Yeah.
Whether you get the first or not.
Chase plays good in this game.
This is his best game all season.
Yeah, I agree.
This is where I started to see King shine.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this is the King from 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I didn't see him all season, but he really came out in his game.
Oh, you hear Kate talking shit?
Yeah. Nobody even went with him.
I mean, he's right across the field.
Yeah, but nobody went with him. Wide open. I don't know what defense
they got. They had to be a four across. Nobody went with him.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. I don't get the whole defense thing. But if Shaw puts the on him, why that guy comes all the way over there and Shaw's all the way back?
Well, who?
Maurice, did you see that?
No.
Yeah. All right, if Shaw's covering him, this guy comes from here and Shaw's back here. Playing a little too far off, right?
I guess he wasn't back here.
Too far off.
Too far back.
Yeah. Did you cover Maurice the whole time?
Too far back.
Yeah, this is Jim just running down the clock.
Yep. Tick, tick, tick.
He's not really doing or saying anything. He's just running the clock out. No, he's not learning his number. He's running the clock out. There he goes. And that was the thing about Jim. I didn't remember him doing that. But if you watch this game, like, you guys had the ball, majority of the
yeah,
game.
Yeah, I agree.
Their offense is barely on the field.
Yeah.
Their defense can stop your offense, and their offense can score.
True.
Not saying that you guys had a better defense, but in this game, you did.
Yeah. Oh, shit. But They played hard. I mean, we really gotta watch how we play, but let's get it to the end.
Look, now look. Everyone's off with their heads down.
Yeah.
You're starting to see this is where the defeated Brad is starting to come out.
Oh yeah, that's when they do the fake bullshit. This is the Brad time. And then this is the interception right here.
They couldn't get down the field.
Oh, this is a good tag by Maurice. Yeah.
Yeah.
If not, he would have been going.
Right there. Not was coming in from this side. But, oh, you did. Yes, you guys have played very well.
This is their best drive. We'll play this and then we'll leave this game alone. This is their best drive.
Yeah, this is the only time they actually move the ball.
Yeah, they get down to the goal line, our goal line.
The only time
much.
They actually get down to the red zone.
Ooh, good play by Ron.
That
was Ron.
Ron played great in this game, too.
Get it out of here. You should have picked it off.
Yeah, you should have.
I think you take the sack right here.
Yep,
good
game.
Yeah.
And that's when I just around this second and it all. Stop taking those unnecessary sacks.
Yeah.
Look, I better all yell at him. Look at them. Aaron Robin just take down.
Yeah, now they're mad. All right, then here's the bomb. Hold on. This is where I think Marie hit the bomb. It's a bomb on not this play. The next play. It's the next play. Marie lines up over Aaron and smokes him.
This is Jim, famous running cock out
in
front of the
side guy. He beats Aaron right here. Aaron's all hurt, but because they didn't score there. But it's still a 7-0 game. Yep, Watch him. Watch him right here. Bombs away. But they hold. But they hold. This is where it's over. This is it right here. This is where we scored it at the end. No, Keith Sizzle didn't score yet.
Okay, so
this is
Scott comes out of the game.
K-Sizzle comes in, quarterback. I think that's the first
time they said it.
And I mean,
not for nothing,
against
T, but K-Sizzle was moving the ball.
I think this is where they score at.
He was moving the ball.
On this drive.
Right
here, this is it right here.
Yeah. He was moving the ball better than Scott, you know why? Because Scott wasn't seeing those open receivers like K-Sizzle. Like, you just burnt three new receivers that were chasing him. But that's what Scott was be seeing.
Chase on Brother Maurice, but that was like 10. That's 10 score.
Was it?
Yeah.
See, I don't know who the guy was. So. No, same play. Same exact play.
Kim, some shallow. Like he's got to get deeper.
Looks like
that's Willie, for anybody who don't know. That was number 23 or 22. Willie. Willie Anderson. Now they're getting the coverage back. So they're back in the game. Yeah. Gotta get the extra point here. This is it, man. This is basically the... Look at Scott. He's out there congratulating Tiffany. Yeah, good shit. Got it? Right here.
I feel like you're starting to get the momentum back a
little. I play that play again. Now you got extra points.
He put the double foot in. I guess fucking.
Now this is the onside kick.
But they got their confidence back. They scored a touchdown. They have a chance. Now Jim's really happy. Like,
I said, I don't put the.
Yeah, he just put double clutch.
You really got to show him the game winning
shot.
Nah, they've seen it.
He's
still
done it,
though.
They've seen it.
All right, so let's go to the ball
hall. That's how to put them in check.
So
where they felt like they weren't as good as they thought they were.
No, that put them out of the elite where they thought they belonged. They were number three seed.
But this humbled them. I think this game humbled them.
I think this did more than humble them. I think this destroyed them.
I mean, Scott quit the team.
Yeah, he's not playing on that team ever. He's not playing on that team for the rest of this season.
Didn't show up for the Ball Hawks game,
but they still had a shot to go up against the Ball Hawks. But you still got.
But I think they were just so cocky and confident that really
took them by off guard.
Yeah.
Caught them off guard.
That really
didn't see it coming.
Nah.
Didn't see it coming.
The Ravagers in the end. So now we're going to need two of the playoffs. round two, whatever you want to call it.
But they still have a shot to win.
The
end.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the end, and let me just show you the play that ends up. People, go out and subscribe to Diamond Hover, please.
Yeah, we're using some of his plays because he recorded all the games, and we didn't get to record all of the games.
Let's just back it up a little bit. Let's see about it.
Yeah, this they were in this game. I mean,
they were winning it. This is the play. I'm trying to get to the play where they
where they lost it.
Where they lost it. I didn't do prep on that one, so let's just watch and see what we get.
Now, K-Sizzle's quarterback.
Yeah, this is K-Sizzle on them taking the lead right here.
Yes, that's in top for this game, so K-Sizzle play.
So, yeah, that's it. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
All right, this is them taking the lead.
Alright,
K-Sizzle. Okay, K-Sizzle,
give them
legs. Let's go!
Maybe
K-Sizzle
gives
K-Sizzle
the spot we should get. I don't know.
We'll see. It's
going to
have to start all season.
Let's play them prospects, and we'll see how they do. I mean, you have many options for quarterbacks in this league, so it's hard to find a quarterback in this league.
Yeah. Yeah. But since he's a veteran, so.
Yeah, he knows the league, and he can throw.
Yeah.
He likes to throw bombs, but he can throw.
Face mask? Face mask.
That's a little too high.
All right, now, let's watch. They should, if I was a ravager, I would call this the drive. This is what ends your season. Yeah. Yep. In the second half. Second half of the game. This is called the drive. Alright, I think this is it right here. I think this is it right here.
No.
The next play.
Watch.
That's Jose being blocked.
Yeah.
Look at
John. Being blocked. So Tom Grant has all the time in the world.
Watch how long he has. Watch how long he has. Look.
Yeah. For everybody in this league, you cannot give a quarterback that much time. You cannot give him that much time. You can't.
Watch.
I mean, basically, he's waiting for somebody to get open. Like,
look at that.
John can't get off the block. Jose can't get off the block.
And multiple guys wide open. Okay. That guy was open, too.
And Jose on the show blames it on Aaron and Roger Mike.
Yeah, he said he was rushing by himself, but in reality, he wasn't rushing by himself.
Yeah.
He was. John just couldn't get off the block.
Watch.
Watch John.
Neither one of Jose can't get off it either. Neither one of them can get off the block. They just said it. You've got too much time back there.
He's open as well. Like, come on.
He's open right here.
You can't have too many people. You can't let the quarterback have that much time.
They blamed it on Aaron and Monster Mike right here, but really, it was the rushers for giving the quarterback too much time. He made that rush.
Exactly. You gotta get off the block. Like, they're blocking two, so if they were in man, then somebody else could came up into the
rush
box
three.
And rush three.
Yeah.
But.
And they were rather than even good for that. I mean, they
yeah.
Season,
that's what
it.
Aaron was like, would do it.
Right.
So Aaron would call that
three,
shot.
Yeah.
So, but that was it. That's it. Let's play all the way through. Let's watch the celebration.
No,
that
wasn't technically a monster
like
for Aaron.
I mean, it's in their zone,
yeah.
But it's reality. The rush has to do better than that.
You hear him on the sideline. Like, that was a long play. Like, nobody should have that much time.
Period. So the secondary can't cover forever.
Everybody in this league, for the new teams who don't know, and for the veterans who do know, like, we all know you cannot give any quarterback that much time.
Yeah. Now these guys are defeated. They're defeated now. So
time's almost up.
It's that was it. That was it for the Ravagers, man.
If they would have got the Congress sooner, he wouldn't have got that playoff where he scored the winning touchdown.
I'm not saying that nothing would have, could have, should have.
Right.
But I'm saying,
from watching it,
it's you can't give any quarterback that much time to throw the ball.
If they were winning, so that's
yes.
Like that.
Yes, that's where they lost the lead. And eventually lost the game. Well, pretty much lost the game.
There wasn't enough time for them to even.
But the biggest thing is, from what I'm hearing, is that let's go to back to our home screen so we can see.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the youngins behind me.
This is the 18th year.
Scott's gone. Aaron's leaving.
But
they can't see that. All right, hold on. So we got
K-Sizzle's
gone.
Is that Jake?
No, that's Jerry. Jared's going with Sean and the rest of
Crawford said he's not playing because
of
hurt.
Sean and the rest of those guys are going to another team.
The only Ravagers that are still left are John, Monster Mike, and Willie.
We'll see.
So hopefully they're able to build a team. I hope they get this team back because this was a great team. They had a chance.
Yeah.
That was the rise and fall of
the Ravagers.
The Ravagers from the spring 2021 season. I mean, for the season they had, they should have won on
7-2
to
0-2 in the playoffs.
In the league, like.
They're 0-2 in the playoffs and then this season. And then from 7-2. So they basically lost. So basically, they lost the last three games that they played. They lost against Steel City.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't play anybody. They didn't play the Red Raiders. So that's
they
a cheesy
lost to you,
corporate.
They
lost to us and they lost to the ball.
They
so
they ended the season on a losing streak.
So they basically lost their last three games.
Yeah.
But they started out hot.
And you know, it's crazy because they were really a weak six. After winning that candy game, they were right
flying high.
High.
And the Ball Hawks, you couldn't tell them nothing.
No.
They beat the Ball Hawks on the last play of the game. You couldn't tell them nothing.
No.
But I would rather see them come
even
back.
Still, when they lost the Steel City, like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah,
it
was, yeah,
you know,
it was the rain.
It was the rain.
Yeah.
Played bad. Had they not have had that forfeit, maybe things would have been different. Who knows what would happen. But
yeah. Actually, you got a chance to go out there and beat somebody,
and
whoop somebody's ass.
Just playing.
Yeah, just playing.
Just
yeah.
On the bench for a while. Think. He's playing. Well, not their playing. It's just,
so they basically lost the last four. They lost three of their last four games, and two of them were playoff games.
And I hope that
they stick together. Maybe they can work it out.
They had some special together.
I think they do. I think they did.
This season was not their season, but who knows? Maybe future seasons could be. I mean, I get it. The quarterback quit. But just because the quarterback quit doesn't mean the whole team has to go with them.
Yeah, not with them, but they're in different places.
Right. Just because the quarterback quit doesn't mean the whole team has to quit.
I would love to see them actually stick together and
you were like,
pull it together.
Come candy game, middle of the season, you're like, I don't know. The Ravagers, they might be borderline elite. And I'm like, nah, I think you're giving them a little too much credit. And you're like, nah, I don't think so. Like, they're really well. They're playing really well.
They were. But in adversity, what do we see them do? They all tuck tail and run.
Yeah, they did. They had great chemistry. They all played well together.
Yeah.
Often
they celebrated together. Yeah, they were just a good team. I like the chemistry on the team. I like the team.
Especially in this league, like it's not very often that you see that's actually
happy for the another person on every play.
People are like crying that they didn't get the ball.
Yeah.
Even if you score, they're crying that they didn't get the ball.
Yeah.
They didn't get this play. They
yeah.
Didn't get that. Like they had none of that jealousy out there.
Nope. They were all genuinely happy.
What's up, Marie?
MVP Reese.
Talk about the rise and fall of the Ravagers.
The rise and fall of the Ravagers, man. But yeah. That's pretty much it. Like it is what it is. So I mean they definitely did
hopefully
they had a good regular season.
Yeah.
But
like she said, said, they were prospects of last season. They had a great regular season, but couldn't get it done in the playoffs.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know. I still, I could be wrong. They could say I'm wrong, but whatever. I really feel like that loss to you guys devastated them.
I think so.
Like, devastated them. They were so confident that they were going to win. And when they didn't win, it just, like, shattered the whole team.
Pretty much. But it is what it is.
You guys took Scott off the field. Like, quit the game. Like, quit the game.
Shit. Christian. Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I haven't seen a bunch of Case Israel. You see him here and there with bunches of them here and there. But the last time Case
Israel
fully played was
DeMonte. I don't think Case Israel was better than Christian. DeMonte
didn't go very far.
No. They didn't.
So, what was that, Case Israel? Or
something had no... Case Israel ran the team. That was Case Israel's team.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, or did they not have any receivers?
These guys probably can argue. You can argue that they had one of the best receiving corps in the league.
Oh, they definitely did.
Now, could Case Sizzle take that team and win an A championship? So, if you don't think with Case Sizzle and the Ravagers with Sean, Aaron, G, and who's the other one?
Willie.
And Willie, do you think Case Sizzle could have beat Performance Lab? They couldn't even beat the Ballhawks. They almost beat the Ballhawks.
Beat them.
But if they would
have...
No, it wasn't. But if they beat... But he scored two touchdowns, though.
He did what he was supposed to do.
But if they beat... But say they do beat the Ballhawks, do they even come close to beating the Performance Lab?
I don't know, but the Ballhawks didn't.
No, they got smoked.
Yeah. So,
what you call Aaron? Sean's a stud.
Everything's a bomb.
I'm not saying Case Israel can't win.
But it's hard to find an elite quarterback in here.
They're not just hanging around on trees.
Do you think the Ravagers could have won an elite championship with Scott?
The Ravagers
mm-hmm.
with Scott?
This team,
could they win an elite?
Yeah.
I think they could have won the A.
I don't think they would have beat Rock Bottom?
No.
You don't think they would have beat Camden?
Egan?
Had they had gone on in your place and played Camden, you think they would have beat him?
No.
Yeah.
You?
No. Yeah, I don't.
I'm serious, though. Like, say they beat us and they played Camden,
yeah.
I don't think they beat Camden.
No, could the Ravagers have gotten a beaten performance level? I think they could have put points up. I mean, see, you guys weren't even put points up against them. GCR is going to beat them twice.
I don't know. All right. Yeah. I think they could have, maybe they could have beat Performance Lab.
With Scott. So, okay. So, I see why.
I think, did we get hot? I don't know.
Yes, in the playoffs. Because you guys, your team, man, you guys
Did we get hot?
Yeah. Come to playoffs. Yeah. Your team stepped it up another level. Come for this game, you showed up brand team all season. Everybody.
When we played them.
You played as a team. Everybody. Like, you guys are celebrating as a team. You know, playing as a team. You guys won as a team. I mean, same thing for Camden. Like, and then it went on. But that wasn't the same team that was out there all season.
No.
You guys just showed up.
I just think we were ready.
Yeah.
I think we were just ready.
Yeah.
I think we were just ready for them. That's all.
Yeah, we definitely were ready for
them. Like, we knew all Scott's plays. So. Yeah. But that still has nothing to do with it. So, Scott, all right, so, boom, take this out of it. So, does the Ravagers beat Camden if they play Camden instead
of
us?
So, let's go to that. Like, it's hard to find.
I don't think so.
It's hard to find.
But actually, they could have because their defense was so good.
Now, let's go back to this. Like, you got Sean off of Camden's bench. He's what, their four-string backup?
Yeah. Eastwood?
Yeah. But Sean had never won an elite championship where he was actually the quarterback.
He won
an A with the prospects, but never when he was the quarterback. But then he came to your team, and he really flourished.
Yeah.
You really saw all the greatness of Sean there for a little bit.
Yeah.
You don't think a team like that could do that for
Case Sizzle? So you think Case Sizzle is good as Sean Eastwood?
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, like, you don't think with the right people around him that could really bring out
the most.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah, the best.
You know what? I can see that. I can see Case Sizzle. Why not? I think I can see Case Sizzle. I can see Case Israel winning. An elite championship? I don't know about that, but an A, he can win an A.
Had you addressed him last season, if Scott would have won an elite championship, I would have said no. But now I think he possibly could.
What, an elite?
Mm-hmm.
You think Scott can win an elite?
Yeah. We saw him last season.
Do you think that Case Sizzle's better than Dalton?
Yeah.
You think Case Sizzle's better than Dalton?
Dalton's
a poor man's Case Sizzle.
I don't think anybody's ever given Case Sizzle a shot with a good team. They put me when they had to. They put me when they absolutely had to and they had nobody else. But if they had another option, it wouldn't have been him.
Yeah.
Like I said, the Braves made a splash. Braves made already an offseason.
Don't you put that up there. Don't you put that up there. Take that down.
Last one?
Yeah.
Nah.
Hell no.
Whoever Braves.
Yeah.
Hell
no! He ain't playing no more.
Yeah.
They better hit a bunch. Where do the Ravagers go from here? So Scott's gone, Aaron's gone, Sean's gone. So we know who's left.
Monster Mike and Willie.
Yeah.
Crawford said he's not playing for a couple weeks to heal up that injury, so maybe he'll change his mind.
I hope Crawford sticks around.
Now, is Crawford your little brother going with it? Sean
I think, from what I've heard, I don't know, don't quote me on this, but what I've heard, he's staying with his buddies.
Okay, so Crawford's going with Sean and
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's staying with Sean and them.
Okay. Is Crawford the one that brought in Sean?
Yeah.
Brother?
They're
okay.
His friends.
Okay. Marie said he's helping the Ravagers with players. He talks to Willie.
Okay.
I know Willie said he had a couple of players that he was going to bring in. He's not just a player, he's the quarterback.
Yeah.
And there's not many options for quarterbacks in this league.
Yeah. I wish Case Hill stays with them.
Right. I agree.
Instead of going to the process.
I agree. I'm not going to go to the process. But he has already has tension with the Ravagers slash Monstars.
And they got talent there.
Yeah.
Like, Why go to the prospects?
I think he will have more success with the
Ravagers
than Kenyon.
That's because they got a better team. That's because the Ravagers got a better team than the prospects.
Yeah. So now they need to find a quarterback. But it's hard to get talent to come to your team if you don't have a quarterback.
True. All right. So where do the Ravagers go from here?
When we build, we keep going.
I think so.
That's all you can do. Like, I wouldn't throw in the towel. I wouldn't quit.
Case Sizzle went to the prospects, Maurice, from what I'm hearing. I don't know if that's
100%. Yeah. What was third Case Sizzle playing quarterback on a prospect next season? That's a rumor, not a true fact.
I don't know.
So, we'll see. But, the only people left is John, Arthur, Mike, and Willie.
Yeah.
So, hopefully, maybe Willie knew that a young quarterback that he can bring in and make him look.
I just hope Sean stays with the Ravagers.
Well, Sean does, but five other players go with him.
Yeah, he has a whole fucking team.
He takes the whole team with him.
Yeah, he takes Jared, Jose, Crawford's little brother, his little brother, G. Fuck, that's Crawford's little brother.
Aaron brought in Willie, and Willie's staying. Because
Aaron's a traitor, and Willie's not.
Yeah, Willie's staying, and Aaron's leaving. Giving up on his team once again for the hopefully they stay together. It'd be easy to get a quarterback to come join this team.
And I know why they were fucking killing themselves because they were good.
They were good. Had a dead game. Yep. Just really like threw everything off and messed everything up. So hopefully they get everything worked out and get it back together. Quarterback option. I don't know. Maybe bring a young stud and kind of mold him. That would be their best bet. But if they can get like the old dogs and the very washed. The Rams is like the process. They can get a young quarterback and have him molded for the season start.
We'll see. Well, practice, what I think is what hurt Sean. I mean, Sean. Scott.
For John too much?
Yeah.
You think that hurt him, though?
Yeah.
It wasn't hurt.
That made him, actually helped him. Look how they dominated in the beginning.
Yeah.
But by mid-season, they were fucking, he lost his fastball. Yeah.
You think that was him?
Him. What else changed? The defense kept getting three turnovers a game. And
I mean, they
start out 24, 26, 27, 28.
And
then you get
12,
and then Camden's decent. So 18, you put 18. 24, 19, 20,
16. They still put up points. They still put up points.
But I think he lost his fastball mid-season. So.
He said Aaron made a power move.
Whatever.
Is it a power move?
Him going to Steel City?
But see, that's the thing. Right?
I think it's a fucking chumpy move. Like, I'm going to play on their team. Like, bro, like.
You've been there where you have to team left and you have to rebuild still, and it's not even hard to do.
Just think about it, though. Are you not even thinking about the people that you played with?
Yeah.
Like, you don't even care about anybody else. It's all about you.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's weak.
I'm not staying here because you don't.
I'm not staying here. I'm too good to stay here.
Yeah.
Like, that's weak to me.
But
that's
then again, like, when you had to rebuild your whole team, you kind of had to, not all, but a few players, you had to try to convince to stay with you too. Some of them were like, well, I don't know if you don't really have a team.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like Coop. I tried to get him to stay with me, and Chris was the only one that stayed.
Yeah.
I tried to get Coop to stay, and he went to fucking Price Electric.
Yeah. The rest of your team is loyal. Like, the rest of them, you brought into this league and have been with you since then.
Yeah, for the most part, but, I mean, we want to win a championship.
But
you don't just fucking leave just because, why? Why are you leaving?
I said that I asked John and Michelle, this season. So, Sean is the link to your team being so good. And he said, yeah, Sean is the one who brought all these players in. I'm like, okay, so if Sean leaves, he takes the whole team with him, right? And they're like, why would he leave a winning team?
Exactly. Why would he leave a winning team?
Right.
Exactly. Why would you leave a winning team?
Why would he leave a winning team? But,
we said this earlier in the year, too, right?
I asked John.
Yeah.
On the show.
I remember that.
So, what made you guys get so good? I brought all these extra players in.
But at first, he was just the collarbone kid. The kid that broke his
collarbone.
And then he put a face to him. Yeah.
He started to understand the league.
Yeah.
He got a little better. This season, he was better than last season.
And, yes.
Next season, he possibly could have been better than this season. Who knows?
But team hopping ain't the way. Ain't the move.
But you know how it is. Everybody, you have your loyal players in the league, and then you have your team jumpers. And the team jumpers want to be a star. And they'll go to any team they have to be that star.
If you're not a star on a team that you're already on, that's a winning team, that could be a star on another team. They lost two games. They lost two regular season games and two playoff games.
There was a point in time where they may have made it up.
But they could have been the number one seed.
Yes, the number one seed.
If they don't blow that game to barely wash,
yes,
they're the number one seed.
No doubt.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
And then now he's going from the number one possible to number three, which ain't bad.
Right.
To losing in the playoffs, and then you fucking just completely fall apart. I'm done. I'm going to go play on somebody else, something better.
You said the same thing, though, when you were on your team. What were you like?
We had a winning team. I'm talking about Scott and Eric.
I know, that's me, too. But when you left your team, you're like, we have a good team. We have good chemistry. Why would you leave our team to go build your own team? They did.
They did.
And they got it together. And they figured
eventually
it out.
Got it together. But they still fucking suck, though.
They won an A championship. And
yeah, congratulations. An A. You won. You're in fifth place.
They were on their way up.
Yeah. I really do think so. But you got anything else? Because I'm done with these guys.
Nope. I'm done up now.
All right. So we're going to do a list, our defensive list.
You got
the center's list, defensive
list. Quarterback and a defense.
Yeah.
We're going to to the top DBs in the league, the top centers in the league. And the top
It's just going to be defense, just defense, because defense, it's too hard to separate DBs and DBs and rushers. Like, wow, I'm not doing all that.
Okay, so you're putting rushers and DBs together.
I'm putting rushers and DBs together. Centers get their own show. Quarterbacks get their own show. And the defense gets their own show.
Nice.
I need to talk to you, Maurice. And I need to talk to Aaron, who's supposed to hit me up.
Yeah, there's a couple people. We need to get a couple names together before we do this. Maurice, we're about to be the number one team in the next couple of seasons.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, that's the goal.
Yes, sir. Hold on, I'm falling that. Exactly. Oh, unless you want to go run to another team like people do. Run to another team thinking that you're going to win on another team.
Yeah, you're going to be better on that team than on that one. As we saw that that was fun when he was the rock bottom. Now, he came back, so good, 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 good. I think the same thing will happen. They're all going to leave first season, and then they're going to come back for season two.
But they were playing with Tyree, but Rock Bottom just has so many players.
Yeah.
Rock Bottom has so many players. They got too many players. But barely
he
Wash.
He's a dynamic player on the team, yeah. Like,
I mean,
he
still shines.
But Sean and his little team wants to go to Barry Wash.
I don't get it. I don't get the move.
I don't get it either. I get Scott going to Easy. I get that, because he's a veteran quarterback who could possibly bring something to the team.
I guess. I don't know.
Rock Bottom has too many people.
Yeah. They had too many people.
And Aaron going to Steel City, I don't know. Power move or not, I just feel that he needs receiver because they only have money. So they definitely could use a receiver too. But
why leave your team? Why is Aaron always a free agent every season?
I know.
Every fucking year, Aaron's a free agent.
But you know, his thing was, he's going with Scott West. He's going with Scott West. He couldn't leave Scott. That was his quarterback, and he had to go with Scott West.
Mm-hmm.
That was his whole reason behind everything. He had to go with Scott.
Scott didn't even say shit. Yo, at our game and shit, I guess Rock Bottom championship game by my neck. Scott didn't say nothing to Aaron. He look at him. I'm just saying, I just hope these young guys don't end up following in Aaron's footsteps as always having to be free agents.
Yeah, because you know it's going to happen. They're going to go up. Scott will go to Barry Wash. Aaron will go to Steel City. Scott will go to New Breed. And they're going to miss if they're not on the Ravens.
They're all going to miss each other.
And they're going to try to come back together the following season, but it's going to be
too late.
The magic, the chemistry is off. It's gone. This one's mad at this one. Now
or,
they have,
but,
resentment.
But this is the thing. Why? Why? You instead of adding a couple players to get better,
mm-hmm.
everybody else is still getting better too.
Right.
So you got a window. You got a window. Like, you know whose window opened real? It was just like this, like boom. The prospect's window opened up like this, like 91, boom, closed. Just like that.
But nobody said in contact they had the season had this season after how great they were.
Yeah, I know. Because the window shut. Opened up. Boom. Closed.
I think everybody came together for that one season.
They were on another level. They had like a swag about them.
You know how it is. Like you can have the same place for the exact same team one season. I have the exact same team the next season and it's not the same.
Exactly.
It's not the same.
Exactly. Something's different. No matter what. But everybody's getting better. Rock Bottom's not going away.
Mm-mm. Performance
Lab ain't going away. Camden ain't going away.
Nah.
Steel City still ain't going away.
Nah,
so, got a window. But they got a window to compete with these teams.
Yeah.
And you're going to break it up to go to... Barry Watts is not going to do anything. Barry Watts is not going to do anything. The New Breed's not going to do anything.
No.
I mean, no diss to the New Breed. The New Breed might make it to the B.
But
Barry Wash might make it to the B. They might play each other in the B.
Yeah.
That's as far as it's going to go because they're not good enough. Those teams, but together,
yes.
they got a shout out to the elite.
Together, they have something that they won't have separate.
Exactly.
Together, they could be the next performance.
Actually, I don't think they could possibly beat performance last.
They were one game below them.
Yeah, they lost one game less than them. And then you just – Performance Lab lost in the playoffs, too. They lost their first playoff game, too. Yeah, but they're not falling apart. And just, like,
quitting.
I'm done with this game. I've had enough.
I'm going to
it's over.
I'm going to
go play with somebody else. So I hope they reconsider. And
Performance Lab isn't going to play the whole ball.
Yeah.
I'm going on the whole ball.
Yeah. So that's it. Thank you guys for listening. Hit the Cash App.
You guys got a couple weeks. Hopefully you guys are together.
I hope they do.
You can find a quarterback.
I hope they do, man. Just, come on. Don't. Why are you ruining a good-ass team?
Mm-hmm.
The number one defense.
Because you had a couple of losses that you didn't expect. Whatever. It happens.
Well, you have a built-in excuse. You didn't have your quarterback for the second playoff game, you still almost won it. You just lost to a better team. We were better than you.
Yeah.
That's okay. There's no shame.
What?
No, the Ball Hawks weren't better than them,
yeah.
But the Ball Hawks had their quarterback.
Yeah. And the Ball Hawks weren't interfering with the ball.
Yeah, so.
But okay.
Have a nice night.
Good morning, Cash App, Bottom Shop Talk Radio. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Back to the channel.
What are you doing tomorrow? Shit. Peace. All the ravagers. I just don't understand why they fucking crazy.
Yeah, but they didn't think they could. That's why I was trying to get in that. I said that, you guys had a good party meeting.